USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Air traffic is returning to pre-pandemic levels this Memorial Day weekend. The TSA saying nearly 2 million travelers passed through their checkpoints on Friday, nearly six times as many as last year. And AAA had estimated that more than 37 million Americans would travel 50 or more miles from home this weekend. Two people were shot and killed outside of a billiards club north of Miami this morning, more than 20 others wounded. Miami-Dade police say the shooters pulled up in a vehicle. Three people got out with guns and started firing into the crowd that was gathered for a concert. The shooters have not been caught. Representative Jerry Connolly, a Democrat from Virginia and the chairman of the House Government Operations Subcommittee, has urged President Biden to create an independent commission to investigate the January 6th breach of the U.S. Capitol. This after Senate Republicans blocked a Democrat-led measure to do so. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
More than 100 employees at Houston Methodist Hospital filed a lawsuit against their employer for requiring all staff members to receive the COVID-19 vaccine or they would lose their jobs. 117 employees argued in court that it's unlawful for their employers to require them to take the shots. The lawsuit was filed by a Houston area attorney who said the mandate violates the Nuremberg Code of 1947 that was written after the fall of the Nazi regime in Germany. Vietnam has identified a new coronavirus variant. Dan Araki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau reports.
Vietnam says they've detected a new, highly transmissible variant of the coronavirus. The country's health ministry said Saturday that the strain they detected had characteristics of both the Indian and UK variants. Early lab tests point to the new variant being highly transmissible through the air. The announcement comes as Vietnam deals with a surge in infections not yet seen in the country. Vietnam has only reported around 7,000 cases of COVID since the beginning of the pandemic, but more than half of those have come in the last month.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The remains of more than 200 children have been uncovered at a school in Canada.
The Kamloops Tesequipamik First Nation said in a statement, the Canadian government ran the school from 1890 to 1969 after taking over the administration of it from the Catholic Church to operate it as a day school residence. It closed in 1978. The Kamloops Tesequesamik Nation said, with the help of a ground-penetrating radar specialist, the stark truth of the preliminary findings came to light, the confirmation of the remains of 215 children who were students of the Kamloops Indian Residential School. The CEO of the First Nations Health Authority called the discovery extremely painful. Chief Roseanne Casimir said the buried bodies at the school had long been known to their community. Some were as young as 3 years old. The Indian Residential School Settlement Agreement was the largest class action settlement in Canadian history. It established a Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada to facilitate reconciliation among former students, their families, and their communities. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu hosted Egypt's intelligence chief and sent Israel's foreign minister to Cairo on Sunday amid efforts to build on a ceasefire reached between Israel and Hamas a week ago that ended the worst violence in years. Egypt helped broker the truce. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.